it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get a table at that hot new restaurant? Might be because of apps which are scooping up reservations and then reselling them. A Philadelphia city councilman wants to put restraints on those apps. He's introduced a bill to do that. We get more from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Councilman Isaiah Thomas says the hospitality industry asked him for the bill regulating reservation apps.
To assure that they're able to maximize their ability to service all of the people who are coming to the city of Philadelphia next year.
Ben Fellecchia of the Restaurant and Lodging Association explains there's an online market for hard-to-get reservations that makes them even harder to get.
This third-party piracy app is going in and snatching up all the reservations and then selling you, the guest, like a 7 o'clock time spot for maybe $300, $400.
The most popular of these apps, Appointment Trader, says that's not how it works, that its rules discourage bulk reservations. Founder Jonas Frey says the app is just another way for people to make money.
People that argue reservations should be free because they don't cost anything, got to look at economics 101.
Other cities, though, have concluded the app harms restaurants. New York passed a law last summer prohibiting reservation resales without a restaurant's permission. And California is considering something similar statewide. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.